Praise the Lord. Thank you. Awesome. All right. God is moving. Yeah. There is so much activity in the spirit realm right now in this region and in this state. It's incredible. It's intense. The spiritual dimension right now on this earth is more active than I've ever seen. And I know God is going to use us significantly because we're hungry. Because you're hungry, God is going to use you. Because we're hungry, God is going to use us. I want to continue in the spirit man teaching, getting in touch with your spirit. I know that we are in a new era, and one of the things that I believe it will be known for is getting in touch with your 1 Thessalonians 5:23 spirit's reality in everything you do. And this means that we need to look at everything through the lens of our spirit's interactions with Holy Spirit. So far, I have taught that it begins with greater awareness. Greater awareness produces greater witness, and greater witness produces greater breath of God through us. And today I'm going to continue. I'm going to talk about the eyes of fire. Open your Bibles to 2 Kings 6. I have down on this on the screens 12 to 17, but I'm going to actually read a little more. I'm going to start in verse 8. 2 Kings 6, beginning now in verse 8. Holy Spirit, help us to open our eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Follow along as I read. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled his servant, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there. The king of Israel sent to that place about which the man of God told him, and thus he warned them, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Now the heart of the king of Aram was enraged over this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, will you tell me which of us is for the king of Israel? One of his servants said, no, O my lord, O king, but Elijah the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. So he said, go and see where he is, that I may send and take him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dotham. So he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And he came by night and surrounded the city. And when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out, behold, he saw the army with horses and chariots circling the city. And his servant ran to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Verse 16, so he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those that are with them. Then Elijah prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw, and behold, a mountain. The mountain was full of chariots and horses of fire all around Elisha. And when they came down, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people with blindness, I pray. So he struck him with blindness according to the word of Elijah. I think one of the greatest prayers ever prayed was this prayer. Over the sons and daughters of God. God, open his eyes that he may see. See, today, the church has eyes, but it has lost its sight to see. And here is the word that I believe God wants to say in a nutshell. You and I are children of the Most High, and now we must see like it. You see, we have eyes, but the question is, do we have sight? See, because here's the thing. Without sight, you cannot see fire. Without sight, you cannot see fire. And one of the major results of this is what's happening in the state. In the time of Elijah, the king of Syria was this evil king and empire. It was steeped in Baal worship. It was steeped in the worship of Baal and the Asher pole. And the men would gather around and the women, and it would be open pornography and all kinds of sexual exploitations and full-term abortion and gay and lesbian and transsexual things happening around this altar and the killing of babies after birth. And they were attacking the people of Israel. And one man, Elijah, would pray that he could see. And he would see ahead of time what the enemy was up to and warn God's people beforehand. I want to share with you the result of the church in this state that stopped seeing. Years ago, electing people into office that were committed to abortion, that now, today, have voted in practices in this state. The state voted almost overwhelmingly for the Healthy Youth Act. And in 2019, this year, kindergarten through 12th grade in this state, in the public schools, the California Department of Education has written a set of goals and objectives in light of this new LGBT affirming sex education law with a curriculum to the school starting in kindergarten. The framework encourages teachers to read students' book like students' books in kindergarten and after, like My Princess Boy, about a boy who likes pink dresses, and encourages them to invite adults who identify as transgender into the class to speak. When provided instruction on sexual and reproductive organs, teachers are to introduce the concept that gender does not match the sexual reproductive organs. In kindergarten through third grade, a book is now introduced called Who Are You? Kindergarten through third grade, a book is now in the public schools titled Who Are You? It introduces these young children to the gender spectrum, including lessons for the kids to work the layers of the gender reel. And it teaches them this. Grown-ups look at a baby's body when they're born and they make a guess. That's today. That's now in our public school systems. It is only the sex assigned at birth, male, female. But sometimes your parents get confused with gender, because gender is more than what the body you're born with. In high school, it introduces that high school kids are now need to be included in emotional and sexual and physical abuse, spiritual abuse. And spiritual abuse is being taught as a religious organization that insists and focuses on rigid gender rules. The framework tells middle school teachers to use gender-neutral language in encouraging romantic relationships and eliminate words that imply teens beyond just having sex outside of marriage, but having sex with multiple partners in their life. and eliminating the terms boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, eliminating them from the curriculum. High school introduces students to sexual terms as polysexual, pansexual, asexual. The framework includes middle school teachers are called to invite Planned Parenthood abortion providers to speak in the classroom. What happened? The church lost its sight to see. Years ago, it stopped voting biblically. And when it did vote, it voted for the candidates they liked the most, even though they supported non-biblical principles, and all of them voted for this stuff that now we're facing in the public school systems. The church has eyes, but it's lost its sight. This is demonic. This is a cult that is coming after your children and my grandchildren in the public school systems in this state. Why? Because the 15 million Christians decided it wasn't that important to vote. And of the half that registered to vote, only half voted. And of the half that voted, only about 60% voted up and down the line, side to side, biblically. Because it's not that big a deal. They can't possibly do this. And the Lord showed me that California now, in the spiritual realm, is surrounded by the enemy. It is our spiritual midway. And we live in a time in history where if Midway falls, the nation will fall to this demonic oppression. Because the church has not has forgotten how to see. God has given you eyes to see. Fire requires sight, eyes that see. To use fire, you have to have the eyes that see. This happens, loved ones. When God's furious love meets our heart, His love becomes a fire that allows us to see what He sees. And I want to teach us how to see what He sees. Because you and I are sons and daughters of the King. We have to start seeing like it. In everything we see, His eyes are to become our eyes. Revelation 1:14. Jesus reveals to the church His eyes. John sees His eyes. And when you close your eyes, look into the eyes of Jesus, you'll see it. They're eyes of flames of fire of love. Those are the same eyes God has given you and me. It happens when we're born again. We receive a new set of eyes. They're called the eyes of our heart. It is so biblical. Galatians 4:6, Romans 8:15 and 16, Ephesians 1:8. Make this clear. God the Father puts the Spirit of His Son in our hearts. It is our spirit's heart. And it comes with spiritual eyes. The eyes of our heart. A new set of eyes. The eyes of fire become our eyes. His eyes of fire of His love are now inside of you for you to see what He sees. The way He sees. What He sees. See, the battle has already been won. But that's because we have a capacity to see before the enemy strikes and then to pray what we see. Not just to pray. See, you can have eyes but lose your sight. Eyes are physical. Sight is spiritual. It comes from the eyes of our heart. And here's the thing. When we lose our sight, we lose our way. Some of you have lost your way. Some of you have lost your way. It's because you've lost your sight, your spiritual sight. All of a sudden, the mountains that you face become mountains bigger than your faith. When you lose your spiritual sight, the mountains you face will become bigger than your faith. Some of you are hearing this message and you've lost your way. What you see seems so overwhelming. You're ready to quit. You're ready to give up. You're ready to lay down the dream. You're ready to not finish what you started. And because you know this, and because you know you're a Christian, and because you've lived this word, even though all of that, and maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, you're embarrassed, fighting off shame and guilt for even getting to this place of despair. Why? Because in those moments, here's the thing. You are looking at life with the wrong set of eyes. What you see with your flesh keeps you from faith. What you see with your mind will get you deceived. What you see with your emotions will make you discouraged. But God has good news for you and me. We have eyes in our hearts. And they'll never leave us. And they'll never forsake us. And the eyes are the eyes of His fire, of His love. See, we have eyes, but we need our sight back. You and I are sons and daughters of the King. We need to start seeing like it. When we see from the wrong place, our head is down. When we see in the right place, our head is up. Above everything. When all you see are the things around you, they begin to surround you until everything you see seems impossible. But this is the core of the first message that Jesus taught. The angel Gabriel came. This was the first message about Jesus. This summarized the whole thing. This summarized it. I was talking to a pastor this week or last week, and these foolish arguments about, can you believe that Jonah was actually in the belly of a whale for 3 days? I mean, do you really believe that happened? So this pastor's telling me about this debate he's having with these Christians who are these seekers who are saying, look, can I believe the Bible without believing that story? And I say to myself, what? In the world. That's nothing compared to a virgin birth. You're looking at that when what you really need to look at is God becoming a man. Nothing compares. I can get there that some dude gets swallowed by some big fish that happened to be around a couple thousand years ago and gets spit out of land. I can get my head around that. But what's harder to get your head around, what's impossible to get your head around, what cannot happen in the earth in any scientific way without something being injected in a woman, is a virgin giving birth to God. And God says this, the first message preached, I want them to connect our sight with what is impossible with man. That's only possible with God. I want them to connect their sight to the impossible. I want them to connect their sight to the impossible. Because Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible with God. But to believe in the impossible, we need to see into the invisible, loved ones. You and I have a capacity to see into the invisible realm. You have the eyes of fire in you. It's time to use them all the time in every situation of our life. Let me ask you, in what you're facing, what do you see? If you're going down, if you're overwhelmed, it's because you're looking with the wrong set of eyes. What God sees. Everything through His eyes are eternity. And everything you face, it's all about eternity. And some of what you face is not for you. It's for your children's 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 children. When you'll be in the cloud of witnesses in heaven watching what He did through you, that affects them. Because everything God sees, He sees through eternity. We are sons and daughters of the King. We need to start seeing like it. This is the kingdom lesson God teaches us in 2 Kings. To use your spiritual eyes, it begins by praying to see what God sees. Here's the thing. So often we pray without seeing. We just pray. We get this notion, pray without ceasing, pray without ceasing. But to pray without ceasing, you have to pray with seeing. How often do we pray without first sitting, waiting, and looking? See, because God has given you and I an ability to pray what He's praying, to pray what He's doing, to go into the enemy's camp before the enemy comes down and disrupt it. The church has stopped disrupting the enemy in his camp, but God has given you eyes to see what He sees in the enemy's camp. And why do we pray without seeing first? Rushing to pray. God never intended it that way. When you pray to see what God sees, you immediately shift from your physical eyes to your spiritual eyes. So often when I pray, my very first prayer is, God, help me to see what You see. Eyes shift from here to here. And I'm looking in my spirit. There it is, I pray it. There it is, I pray it. There it is for my son. There it is for my granddaughter. There it is for my grandson. There it is for the church. That's what the enemy's attempting to do. We're to pray for sight so we can pray from sight. When you pray for sight, you activate your spiritual eyes. You need to activate them each time you pray. You need to activate them every day. We need to activate them when you're struggling, when something's coming at you. You need to activate them when you're overwhelmed, because in this world, Jesus said, you will have trouble. And you and I need to activate them. God will show you the enemy's plans before they're released. This is what happened to Elijah. Kings, 2 Kings 6:12, one of his servants said, "No, my Lord, O king, but Elijah the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words you speak in your bedroom, in your private place, your secret plans." He tells them to Elijah. He allows him to see them. I wonder how much quicker your battles will go. If you stop playing rope-a-dope. Just get hit with the devil, hit with the devil, hit with the devil. Versus, let me have eyes to see. Activate my spiritual eyes. Let me see what You see. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. Here comes this ninja guy at the Raider dude, whatever his name was. What was his name? Indiana Jones. And he's with these swords, and Indiana Jones looks at him and just That's what God has for us to do with the enemy. Shoot him dead, not engage in the sword fight. But you have to see it. In order to pray effectively, you have to see into the invisible realm. God will show you the father of lies attack plan, whether it be over your life, your family, your city, your state, your country, your situation, your job. You and I are sons and daughters of the King. We need to start seeing like it. Using your spiritual eyes, declare spiritual truths. Declare the spiritual truths of what you've already seen. When you declare what you've already seen with your spiritual eyes, the magnitude of it, the power it invokes, it's alive. The prayers that you've already prayed. Elijah did this, and when the attendant of the man of God went out early and he saw this massive army, Elijah said what he'd already seen, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those that are with them." He saw that those that were with us, more than those that were with him, and it kept fear away. Do you know how fear gets in? One of the ways fear gets in is when you see with the wrong eyes. That's one of the enemy's tactics, to get you to see with these eyes. The eyes of the flesh, the eyes of the mind, the eyes of the emotion. So that fear can get in. But if you see with the eyes of your heart spiritually what God is up to, you will not fear. And if you don't fear, you won't run away. You'll stand firm. When all else happens, stand firm and pray in the Spirit. Use your spiritual eyes. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the perfecter of your faith. This notion of keeping your eyes fixed on Him is not keeping your eyes just fixed on His Word. It's keeping your eyes fixed on Him, the author and the perfecter of the Word. Eyes on Him. Eyes on Him. He says, look at me. Look, don't look down. Look at me. God is saying, keep your eyes on me. Keep looking into my eyes, Jesus says. It's flames of fire. It's active fire of my love that's gonna touch you and gonna touch everything you touch. Elijah saw into the supernatural realm. This is how you discipline yourself to see into another dimension. Look, 2 Kings 6:17. Then Elijah prayed and said, "Oh Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Listen, Elijah did not ask God to show the servant another miracle. He asked God to show the servant another dimension. We ask for miracles when we need to see dimensions. We need to see the spiritual realm, because everything is a spiritual issue. Everything. This is the problem in the church, is we've stopped realizing that everything is a spiritual issue. It has a spiritual connection. Our life does. When you stop seeing, you start sleeping. And that's what's happened. Let it not happen to you. When you lose your sight, you fall asleep. You're asleep at the wheel. You and I cannot allow that to happen, and it won't in this place. Not as long as I'm here, because I'm going to just keep preaching it. Praise God. Praise God. That's embrace. And we can make a difference in the Big C Church when we start praying this way. We have the authority. The enemy's been defeated. We have everything we need to see as he sees. To know. that it may seem like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And Elijah saw God's angelic strike force, his battle plans, and there are times God wants us to see over the next hill. There are times God wants us to see his angelic strike force, his battle plans, and that's what we need to be strategically praying. We're not shooting in the dark. We're not doing it our own understanding. We need to see God's battle plan. Then we'll get the instructions on how to partner in the supernatural realm. Because when we have sight, we have vision. Some of you need vision. But to get that vision, you need your sight back. You have eyes, but you need to have your sight back. I see the spiritual battle in the state of California, and the Lord showed me. We were surrounded by this demonic force going after our children, trying to abort as many babies as possible from the sons and daughters of man, going after their very identity. How did we get here? That's how we stop seeing. God is always 100 steps ahead of the enemy. We need to get in step with him. And I saw this battle. But then the Lord said, "Wake up, Samuel, and see. My chariots of fire around California. My fiery horses around California. My people, when called on my name and pray in the fire of God, then see what I see. And I will explode on this land. And your midway battle will be the greatest victory in the 20th century, in the 21st century that we've ever seen. Because God is here. God is here. And the good news is this state of California belongs to him." Hallelujah. Please stand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory.